Hi, God bless you, and thank you very much for tuning back. Dear friends, I, Dr. Deepak Bhattacharya, will be taking you through chapter number 11 of Marketing Principle, which is Personal Selling. Dear friends, we have seen what is integrated marketing communication and what are the elements of these marketing communication mix. We looked at advertising, we have already done that. We looked at sales promotion in the last chapter, we have already done that. We looked at PR, we have already done that. And now we go to personal selling, which is a very important part of the marketing communication mix. Dear friends, what are we going to learn in this chapter? One, we'll understand what is personal selling. We understand how there is a great paradigm shift in the way personal selling is happening today. We understand the concept, advantages, limitations, the sales process, and we'll understand two methods, very simply, collaborative selling and buying formula method. Dear friends, this is a very interesting chapter. Stay tuned, sir. Let's start off by understanding, dear, what is personal selling, what is the meaning, and what are the features of personal selling. I mean, as the word suggests, personal selling, what is meant? It refers to a oral face-to-face communication and, if required, a presentation with the prospect or prospective buyer for the purpose or the sole purpose, ultimately at the end of the day, to make a sale. Is it not? That's the purpose. So it's an oral face-to-face communication, could be through a presentation method wherein there is a prospective buyer and the sole objective at the end of the day is to make a sale. Dear friends, what are the features of personal selling? One, it enhances the customer's confidence in the seller. Therefore, it's very important that there is a good sales guy, qualified, professional, experienced, know how to handle the customer, understand the needs of the customer, give the product or the service which helps the customer, satisfies his need, and the customer buys. So, dear, when the sales guy shows that kind of confidence that he has in his company, in his product, obviously, the buyer, you know, gets a lot of confidence by the way the sales guy is talking. Two, it promotes long-term business relationship because there's a personal intimacy between the sales guy and the prospective customer. Because you form a relationship, and relationship selling is there today, which I'm going to talk about after some time. Three, what are the features of personal selling? It provides a human touch to business transaction. A very, very important. Imagine, dear, sometimes you have a problem. Let's say, for an example, you get your mobile bill and the mobile bill is very inflated. Now you want to talk to through the hotline to the customer service representative. You continuously are calling. They are not picking up. And every time they are telling you, the machine is telling you that you press 2, you press 4, you press this option, you press that option. And most of the time after you wait, the phone gets disconnected. And I'm sure every one of us would have gone through such a kind of experience in some time or the other. You know why? Because at that point in time, we feel so frustrated, irritated also sometimes, because we are not able to talk to a human voice and tell us what is it that we want. So automation is important, yes, but only automation without a human touch probably is not the solution in anything, any place, any time in the future also. So that human touch is very important, and a personal sales guy gives that human touch between the seller and the buyer. Fourth point, it helps facilitates the seller to understand what is it that the customer is telling you. With that, you will understand what is the problem that he is having. Stroke. What is the need that he is having? What is the desire, demand, aspiration that he is having? And you will also understand whether he is willing to satisfy the need that he has, or whether he is willing to solve the problem or the challenge that he has at this point in time. Because some people will tell you, yes, I think I need this, but not now. I'm going to buy this in the future. So what is happening is that he or she does not, he has the need, understand he has the need, but he feels that he does not have the need now. Now that's important, you know. But you see, to an ad, you will not know this. A personal sales guy, when he's talking one to one, he understands what is he that he's looking at, right? So he understands the needs and the preferences of the consumer or the customer more clearly. Fifth, personal selling helps satisfy a customer by modifying the product as per the customer's choice. So we could possibly customize the product the way the consumer needs it. Now, this could be in certain categories of products, not all products. A customer says, I'm selling a soap, you customize the soap. Maybe yes. If he's giving you a bulk order and it's a B2B business, you may probably, you know, customize the soap for that particular customer. But if it's just selling mass marketing and you're going to make it available everywhere, maybe no. So we need to understand that. Fifth, it helps satisfy the customer. Therefore, by modifying the product if required, as per the customer's need, the choice, his preference, and therefore he is so happy that he is doing business with you again and again, so it becomes a long-term relationship. Sixth, personal selling is always followed by personal service. Because you're coming there, you understand his needs, you give them service. And this helps to build a very long-term, mutually beneficial relationship between the manufacturer or the business and the customer. Is it not? Look at, I want you to this time think about a particular product or a service which you are probably buying because you are happy with the product, yes, but you are also happy with the shopkeeper or the retailer or the sales guy of the company, both in an FMCG business or you are doing bulk purchases for your company. You see, that is very important. And therefore, dear, personal selling also helps to keep up with the competition in the market based on the product's customization as per the customer preferences. Dear, understand, especially in a B2B business, most of the company will require customization in the products that a manufacturer sells to suit his requirement, because his needs may be different than the needs of some other customer. And therefore, most of them probably are willing and ready and able to customize the products for them. Eighth, it is a powerful, let me tell you, sir, it's a very, very powerful tool in convincing the customer about the product. Look at it, sir. You advertise. You can't convince, you know. You have given the advertisement. I've seen the advertisement on the television or I've read the newspaper or the magazine. That's okay. That's gone. But a personal sales guy, when he comes to you and talks about the product and the service, understands your need, gives you what you want to satisfy those needs if you're willing, obviously, it's a very effective tool to convince the people, is it not? Very important, very, very important. So personal selling, therefore, is very, very important. Yeah. But if you look at today, there's a huge paradigm shift and change between how personal selling was done then a few years back and how it is done today. Dear, the modern sales approach is based on a few parameters. And you know what are those? Three or four I will talk about. One is value sharing. Today, the sales guy has got immense knowledge and is trained, motivated and inspired. And therefore, when he goes to the customer, he is not selling the product or the price or the service, but he is giving value to his customers by helping them, guiding them, supporting them to solve their needs, their demands, and therefore it's a value sharing which happens between those two parties. And the more better you are, the more effective the salesman becomes. Value sharing. See, many people, I also do, you know, a lot of selling, and many people look to me as a consultant helping them in their needs. And they believe me. And then only they do business with me. Is it not? Because they feel, and I tell people in sales trainings, which is a core competence area of mine, that dear, look at the customer. Understand what is it that we can do for them. Understand what is going to help them. If you give something which will help them make more money, which will help them satisfy their clients, which will help them customize and make them more qualified and more experienced and more better, more knowledgeable. Obviously, if you give, like the saying goes, if you help your customer get what they want, you will get what you want. So value sharing. And when you are able to do this, you form a great relationship with your customer. And this relationship will carry you far and wide, sir. See, I normally say, with product differentiation thinning, it's very difficult for one company to say how my product is better than yours. And what sells is therefore relationship. People buy from me not only because I make the best product in the world, but they buy from me and they buy from you. If you know why? You know why do they buy from you? Because they want to buy from you. They have great relationship with you, with other conditions being the same, which means your product is performing and giving the customer what he is looking at. Now that's important. So there's a role playing done. Today, you know, we need to understand, put ourselves as sales guy in the customer, shoes and Fethi, understand what is his problem, understand how we can help him, understand, be a part of him, give him some value addition, give him some value sharing, help him what he needs to do. And you had to do a lot of role playing today. And there is a changing approach, therefore, which a sales guy needs to embed both in soul and spirit and understand that today's selling is modern marketing. Today selling is not only giving what he wants. You know, I go about and tell people that, dear, why do we sell, saab? Kahe ko bechte hain? Because I feel, if I understand your need, and dear friends, I give you what you want, and what I give you is going to solve your problem. And if I give you something which is going to help you to get what you want to get, if I'm giving you something which is help you satisfy your needs, your demands, your desires, your aspirations, dear friends, let me ask you, why do I sell? Will you not buy? Will you not buy? Because I'm giving you what you want. I'm giving you something which is going to help you. Why do I sell, dear? I feel you'll... Now, that is the change today, you know. Today, sales guys, I tell them, need to be a facilitator to your consumer to help solve his needs. Period. Build relationships. Wow. And it's done. You don't sell sub. I don't sell here. The modern concept of salesmanship, therefore, in simple terms, means persuading the customer to buy the product or service which benefits to the customer and profit to the company. But the fundamental features of salesmanship, therefore, can be enumerated. Some people say, sir, it's high pressure. Now, why is it high pressure? I don't agree. Pressure is what? Pressure is what I build in myself. I've been given, so sir, what are you talking? In my company, I've given a target. I have a geographical area. I've given a target based on my last year's sales. 30% increase in my last year's sales. If I don't do, I'm pressurized, sir. You are, yes. Yes, you are. Now, is that not the part of the game today in a corporate world? The answer is yes. Every person, irrespective of the functional department that he is working in an organization, works to deliver what he is supposed to deliver, which is going to help the organization go the way it wants to go. And you also have, because you have a fresh target to deliver in the time, obviously, sir, you will be under pressure. Oh, that's okay. Persuasion. Now, I again don't feel, why do you persuade? We need to inform, yes. We need to make aware, yes. We need to say, yes. See, you go on pushing. You see, I see some LIC guys, if you're a friend, some insurance, I just did one video for them on selling skills, and I do a lot of training program for this. I tell people, why is it when one of your friends sees you and says, oh, LIC wala aaya, bhago. Why? Yaar, you are helping him. You see, you are helping him like hell. You are helping him and you're not there. All the needs of his family will be taken care of, unfortunately, if you're not there. Nobody buys life insurance thinking that he will die. Dear, but why is it that when he sees you, he goes out? Only because of the way you are dealing, I feel. Because you have a great service, you have a great product, you have a great, great social obligation. You are doing something which is going to be of wow, immense help to that guy. But yet when he sees you, he doesn't want to meet you. Now that's the way that you're doing persuade. Oh, come on. You see, don't have aggressive pushing technique, I feel we need to have some assertive techniques on which we need to sell. We need to go about and talk to more people. So we need to have a larger sales funnel. We need to build relationship with our knowledge, our experience, and we need to win the buyer's confidence, you know. We need to provide service to the buyer. We need to aim and see that any transaction which happens has to happen for mutually benefited things, you know. We need to have mutually beneficial things, you see. Because any term which is one wish, you know, you win, I lose, or I win, you lose, short term. Here one person wins. But only a win-win relationships is always mutually beneficial, and any mutually beneficial relationships or transactions are always long term. You need to educate. You yourself need to be knowledgeable about your product, about your markets, about your competition, about what your products can do, about where who is the customer, how do you deal with them. And we need to be called, you need to be trained, you need to be motivated, you need to be inspired, you need to be knowledgeable about everything, sir. And you need to have a very creative process on how do you help the customer buy. So somebody asked me, sir, what is your definition of selling? I said, my definition of selling is, how do I help my customer buy? That's my definition of selling, Dr. Deepak Bhattacharya, mind you see. Dear friends, what are the kind of salesmen therefore? Now you may have two different kinds of businesses, right? You could have a B2B business, a B2C business. In an industrial sales business, you have an industrial salesman, and therefore we do business marketing. Whereas when it comes to, let's say, a merchant sales guy, we could have different people, a specialty guy, you could have a consumer salesman, could have an indoor and an outdoor salesman. Outdoor is a guy who goes out and sell to everyone, and indoor is you walk into a showroom, you walk into a retail, and therefore he sells to you. Now see, irrespective of the type of salesman that you are, the basic principle remains the same. Today, organization therefore has gone ahead with lot of automation, and Salesforce, like in any other function department of the organization, because of technology, has really enhanced the way, you know, functional departments runs today, and automation is one of the thing, you know. So Salesforce automation has a unique position in marketing today. Look at people, sir. Salespeople are equipped with modern gadgets today. You see, they have a smartphone. You know, they have an email. You know, they get WhatsApp, you know, messages. They can probably have, you know, today, make quotations and send it across, you know, to people, and so many things today. And more and more things they are coming today, you know. And you see, because previously I remember when I started off, and I was also selling, and you know, we had to do a lot of paperwork, and you see, we had to carry long piece of paper, and we used to spend a lot of time, you know, to do this paperwork. But if you look at today, everything is automated. We have more time to sell, and we have less time, and we would spend less time on all of this, because it's so technologically upgraded, and it's so important that people get. Today we have laptop, computer-based sales support system, electronic mail, you know, help them to send, receive message quickly, very, very speedily. You want to, you know, you across the geographic area, across the geographic locations, if I want to talk to everyone, I need not get them all to one place. I can have a con call between my All India conference, and you know, probably, you know, I can speak to every one of them and listen and hear to every one of them. I can use a video conferencing. I can use a basic thing as a Skype to talk to my people, probably, you know, who is based in Chennai, you know. I see them and I talk to them, dear. You know, previous time, you to come all the way here, and when he comes all the way here, and then he spends time, effort, energy, money, then we discuss certain things which we can do today with these electronic devices. And dear, you know, reporting systems, sales, Excel sheets today, you know, look at it, you see, you know, Excel sheets, you know, graphs are formed, you see, your analysis becomes easier, you get data, these data can be transformed into information, we elicit a lot of information from a data, we take the information and then we implement, you know, strategies to see that we probably get what we want by taking advantage of the information that we get, and we get it in basically no time if we have the processes and systems laid down in such a way that is going to help elicit that information out of the data that we are getting. Very important, sir.